In an interview with CBS News anchor Dan Rather, broadcast earlier this week, Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein challenged President Bush to a debate. The White House declined the opportunity. In the interests of trying to find a way to avoid war, Weekend Edition humorist Andy Borowitz volunteers to stand in for President Bush in a face-off with Saddam Hussein. But first, Andy has three non-negotiable conditions.
First of all, the location. I'm perfectly willing to debate you in one of your presidential palaces. But if you're planning on moving to a different palace every 4 minutes, as you're known to do, forget it. I don't want to be in the middle of asking you about those aluminum tubes of yours, only to have you go, "Hey, it's time to move to palace number 9. Plus, I'd like to have the UN weapons inspectors check out my podium 15 minutes before the debate, just to make sure it isn't booby-trapped or anything. I know you like purging people, but purging me in the middle of our debate wouldn't be fair, and you know it. Second, I want to be sure that I'm debating the real Saddam Hussein, and not one of your dozen or so body doubles. To make sure it's the real you, just before the debate, I want to subject you to a lightning round of Saddam Hussein trivia questions. You know, mother's maiden name, favorite pet, how far the Al-Samud missile flies. As for me, I don't have any body doubles, but if you want to hit me with a round of trivia questions about myself, just to be sure, bring it on. Finally, and this is a real deal breaker, the moderator of our debate should be Rachel Hunter, former supermodel and celebrity judge on the ABC series Are You Hot? Now, I'm not trying to turn our debate into a contest to see who's hotter, you or me, but I think Rachel has demonstrated to the world her enormous capacity for fairness and has even more credibility at this point than the Nobel Committee, especially since they nominated Bono for the Peace Prize. So there you have it. I hope our debate comes off as planned, so then I can fly off to Pyongyang and debate Kim Jong-il. I have only one condition for him. He's got to lose those sunglasses. They really creep me out.
Andrew Borowitz writes an online humor column at borowitzreport.com.